Tur writes the beginning of Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Dalet, V'rochasin U'mistaprin Al Pi Medrash, Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is just a few hours from now. You know the Magen Avraham writes that really Rosh Hashanah, the Yimei HaDin start tonight. If you aren't ready at the beginning of Elul, then this is the next stop on the train. First night of Slichas. V'rochasin U'mistaprin, so Erev Rosh Hashanah in 4 days from now, we treat it as an Erev Yontif. We take a shower, we get a haircut, because the Medrash tells us, the end of the second line, Eze uma kumazu shiyodas afya shel elokeha, who is like this nation that has such a relationship with its God? Pirish minhaga v'dinav. Why? What's so unique? Sheminhago shel olam, generally in the world, adam sheyesh lo din, somebody who has a court date, he's worried. He dresses in black. He wears black because he doesn't know what's going to be. Umagado's a kano. He doesn't get a haircut. He grows his beard long. He doesn't know what's going to be. Doesn't know. He's worried. He's scared. What's going to be? Aval Yisrael. But when it comes to the Jewish people, Einam came. What do we do before we stand up in court? Before we stand up on the day of judgment? Lovshim Levanim. We all put on white. Umis atfim levanim, and we dress in white. Umigalchin zakeinam, and we get haircuts. Umachatchin tziparnehem, v'ochlim v'shosin usmeichim b'Rosh Hashanah. We get dressed. We have Simchas Yontif. We're going to prepare for six meals. Right? That's why the Parshas Yer can't be on Tuesday night this week. It's got to be on Monday night. Right? So, plenty of Simcha. Why? Because we know, they know, Klal Yisrael knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do miracles for us. Based on this medrash from almost 2,000 years ago, that is why the minhag is to take showers, get a haircut, get ready on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and laharbos manos b'Rosh Hashanah. The shaila is, this is not how we usually think about preparing for Rosh Hashanah. Right, and many other sources teach us about the Yom HaDin element of Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk about Beit Hashem in the coming days, probably Monday night, why the element of Yom HaDin is not mentioned in the Torah. The Torah tells us Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif. It does not mention anything about the seriousness of the day. But we usually don't think of it in such a day that we're so happy about it. The question is, why are we so happy? So the first step is a well-known idea. Tells us from the Or Yecheskel I gave it to you, source number two, Mashkiach in Panovich. Hasaba Mikelm Zatzal. The Saba from Kelm, otherwise known as the Alter from Kelm, depending on your background. Hayashoel Sheil Azu. The Alter from Kelm asked the Shaila. Heich Mati Mahar Gashas HaPitachon. Shetzricha Lios B'yomadin Imrikshi Hayira V'hapachad. Me'emas HaMishpat. How do we put this medrash together with how we're supposed to feel? Everything's on the line. We're scared that over the next couple of days, right, we're going to have to focus, have to think about where each of us can improve in our lives. Where each of us, Baruch Hashem, we have to realize that this time period of the year is a gift. Even though we're going to be tired through Slichas, and even though it's going to push us. But it's a gift, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us time to evaluate our lives. To evaluate what we're doing, where we can improve. Where we can improve our relationships with our families, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gift. So how is that? How does that work with? How does that dovetail with this medrash? Veichi talking la'achar sheyodeh chovaso v'kama rachoko me'asagasa. After I realize my potential, and I think back to how many brachas I made with kavana this year, and I think about how am I supposed to be happy? How am I supposed to be confident when I stand in front of the Melech Malchei Amlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What am I supposed to think? Says the Ar Yecheskel, fourth line. Ki be'emes Klal Yisrael kulo batuach sheyatza zakai b'mishpat avo kol yachid v'yachid omid hu b'sakana gedola. As individuals, it's very scary. If I go stand in judgment in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by myself, me, it's very scary. Potential versus actuality. V'chayev liro l'fachin me'imas adin. But if I stand in the group, if I stand as a klal, if I stand together with the Koach HaTzibur, so then I have nothing to worry about. Obviously, I have to work. I stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as both, as Yechidim and Tzibur. But as much as I can, if I stand together with the Zchus HaTzibur, Umeyata Zuhi Ha'etza Yehutza L'Yachid K'dei Sheyetzi Zakai. You know how the Yachid can be Zakai? Kasher Yishtadel Lo Yias Lios Nifrad I have to make myself as part of the Klal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised Klal Yisrael as a whole, they will be Yotzi Zakai from the Din Torah. And there are many, many examples. I'll give you a few of them where we see this idea that Klal Yisrael as a whole has a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with them. The Medrash tells us in Bamidbar, in Source number 3, it's quoted on the Pasuk in Balak, Mi mana afar Yaakov. Who could count the dust of Yaakov? So Rashi quotes, what do you mean the dust? They do so many mitzvahs with dust. But there's a Medrash. She'im chotim heim yordim ad la'afar. Because if they sin, they only go down until the dust. What does that mean, until the dust? Explains Rav Karlinstein, right, in the Sefer Eitzel Zlazakos L'Yimei Adin. Da'kavana bazeh, im klal Yisrael chotim rachmano litzlan, mikom akom yidiasam hi rak ad la'afar. Only up until the dirt. What does that mean? We know there are four elements in the world, says Rav Karlinstein. Fire, water, wind, and dust. The first three are not eternal. The first three are there, and then maybe they won't be there. Only dust. Dirt is always there. It might move, but dirt is dirt. You can't destroy dirt. Fire could go out. Water evaporates. Wind is there and it's not there. Dirt's the only thing that's forever. Klal Yisrael might sin, ad la'afar. But once they get down to the dirt, ad la'afar, that's what Hashem Baruch Hu promises. Dekamo the Yisod ha'afar in shayach bo kilui, v'lo kamo shar gimel Yisodos eishmai v'ruach, sheshayach bo'em kilui, kamo chin Klal Yisrael. So to Klal Yisrael, and then he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, which some of you might be familiar with, where Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes in the Hakdamah, the introduction to his Siddur, Chai Nafshi, fourth to last line, by my soul, Shehaneh Shalkiyam Am Yisrael. You know what the greatest miracle is in the history of the world? Not Yitzias Mitzrayim, not Matan Torah, not even Kriyas Yamsuf. You know what the greatest miracle is? As I look back on it in my generation, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin 300 years ago, the fact that the Jewish people are still here. Shehaneh Shalkiyam Am Yisrael, Alfei Shanim, Bein Shivim Umos, Kekivsa Bein Shiva Zevim. Like the meta, the mashal given by Chazal, a sheep. Imagine 70 wolves in one fenced off area with one sheep. How long would the sheep last? It's going to last a minute. That's Klal Yisrael. How is it possible? Right, that's what we're compared to on Rosh Hashanah. Right, Kebnei Marana, like sheep. Kekivsa Bein Shivim Zevim. Hu Neis Gadol Yosar Mitzias Mitzrayim. It's an even greater Neis than Mitzias Mitzrayim, the fact that we are here, but Klal Yisrael has that promise. Klal Yisrael has that promise. And that's why we're confident. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh even says this, an amazing diyuk. We have a thought about it. We leaned last week, Parshas Kisavo, the Tochacha. We know there are two Tochachas in the Torah. Bechukosai and Kisavo. If you look at the last pasuk in the Tochacha and Kisavo, we spoke about it in a Parsha Shir, you're going to be sold back to Egypt and nobody's going to want to buy you. End of the Tochacha. Period. There's no Nechama. There's no comfort. There's no hope at the end of the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo. It ends, finished, curses. In Bechukosai, it ends off. We know the Aliyah, the Balkore, raises his voice at the end of the Aliyah. I don't remember the exact words, but there's hope. Well, what's the difference? Both curses, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, who picks up on this diyuk. The bottom of the first column. Umeata hirvachnu lama lo nemer nechama bahem ki lo nemer nechama ela beklal hashem leklal Yisrael bichukosai is lashon rabim. It said to klal Yisrael. There's always nechama for klal Yisrael for the tzibur. Ki lo yazvim lechalosam. Yekodesh Baruch Hu will never leave us to destroy us. Vishay yiskar lembris avosam gam yiskar haaretz. That's the end of the Vezachadis, B'si Avram Yislach Yaakov, or Yaakov Yislach Avram. Masha'en Kain, Hayachidim Mayhem. But these individuals, Kisavos in Lashon Yachid, Ki Yarshiu Eish Tochlem Ad Olam. When it comes to individuals, we're scared. There's no Nechama that's guaranteed. When it comes to the Tzibur, we have Nechama. That's finally, also wanted to mention, I didn't put it on your sheet. The Ruach Chaim, the Nefesh HaChaim, writes in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, on the Pasuk, Al Tihiyeh Rasha Bifnei Atzmacha. Don't be a Rasha in front of yourself. does that mean? Ati Rasha b'nei Atzmacha. Many interpretations. Says the Nefesh HaChayim, Ratzolomar, Shelo tispalel b'yachidus b'nei Atzmacha. Don't daven yourself. Sometimes we think, we're daven ourselves. Daven, I'm tired. I already got undressed. Get back on, go to shul. Okay, I'll come a little late. Says the Nefesh HaChayim, it's for our own good. Alti Rasha b'fnei Atzmacha. Ki im tispala b'yachidus yachol liyo shetia nikra Rasha chas v'shalom. Rasha b'fnei Atzmacha. Ki atfila b'yachid tzora kavani yaseiro b'eimo v'iru b'msiris nefesh. And it's very difficult. Aval im atzibur. Af shaloti yatfilaso kolkach b'kavana shlema. Even if we don't have the perfect kavana, we do our best. The Kodesh Baruch Hu looks down, we look at all of our friends. The schus atzibur. That's something that is eternal, that is everlasting, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forget. So point number one is, it's scary, Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaDin. But if we connect ourselves to the Tzibur, as much as we can, the Schus HaTzibur, so then we are promised. How exactly do we connect to this power? How are we Zocha to the Schus HaTzibur? So again, the Aryeh Cheskel tells us in source number 6, come back to 5 if we have time, we generally do not. Says the Aryeh Cheskel in source number 6, stating the Messias. Umahu aderech shebonase hayochi l'chelek me'aklal. Says the Aryeh Cheskel, so how do we tap into these chuyos that we also desperately need in how many, 96 hours from now? How do we tap into it? Behech misbatelis yichidosu misar efesu l'toch haklal nireh. He says, "B'shah she'ein ha'adam doeg rak l'tovaso ha'ishis v'tzrachav ha'pratiyim." You know how we do it? When we live our lives not just for us. When we live our lives as people who become needed by the tzibur. When we live our lives not for ourselves, but for those around us. Elo she'ifaso, what do we strive for? He tikkun haklal umeitiv hu la'acherim v'doeg umishtadel l'takanes harabim bein begashmius bein beruchnius. If we focus and think about what can I do for the tzibur, what can I do for the klal, azay nasehu l'chelek me'aklal, then we tap in and we're zocha to the schus hatzibur. The more we become part of the tzibur, the more we become part of the world around us that needs us in terms of gashmius or ruchnius. The more we make ourselves needed, the more we can then tap into it. And Mishum Kach, he writes on line 7, Tiknu Anshikanes Lagadola Kol Nusach Atfila Loka Bakashas Yachad Lakarabim. As is said and is known, all of our tzilus, we don't just ask for Rifa'eni, Rifa'enu. Everything is Lashon Rabim, because if my friend is with me and I'm with him and he needs me and I make myself needed, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down upon me and gives me the Schus HaTzibur. Rav Aaron Kahler writes in source number 7, Hine efshar letzadik lahashlam atzmo, kvar lamasha nishlach l'olam hazeh, a scary thought, but an inspirational thought. It could be that a tzadik, it could be that each of us have fulfilled a certain tafkid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us in life. We fulfilled our potential, what we're supposed to do. Or in the year, Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, you know what? But the tzibur needs him. So he has to say. The tzibur, I can't. He's too much, too many people need him. Ach mepnei shaharabim tzrichim lo, vahador zakoim lehanos me'ashpaso. Hinei b'shvil ha'hekrach shel harabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'arech od yamav. We get more time, says Rav Aaron Kotler. Unbelievable. If we make ourselves needed by the tzibur. And the Chazon Ish even writes, maybe that's pshat in a pasuk that we all said last night and this morning, at the end of Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos, the Chazon Ish told Rav Elio Leopian in source number 8, Od Yenuvan Beseva Deshenim Baranim Yiyu, Yenuvan Beseva, people will become old, Seva, Deshenim Baranim Yiyu, but they'll still be happy, they'll still be involved. L'hagid ki yashar Hashem. What does that mean? That Kadosh Baruch Hu l'famim marach yamav u'shnosav shel adam tzadik. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be marach the yamim of each of us. U'machziko, deshen v'ranan. Why? K'deshe yuchlu l'hagid ki yashar Hashem. so I could keep telling people and being mafarsim and be marbits and helping people when they need me. The more we become needed by the tzibur, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us tap in to the zchuyos of the tzibur. And finally, in this section, before we get to the last point, the Eitzos Lazakos also says, many times throughout our tefillos, we find that slicha comes before refuah. Slicha before refuah. Slach lanu avinu, he writes, right, on line 7 or so, in source number 9, slachna comes before the bracha of refa'enu. And also, the pasuk in Navi, hasoleach l'chol avonaychi, harofi l'chol achol tachlu aychi. Slicha is always before refuah. So why is it, he asks, in the beginning of source number 9, what we said this morning, v'chol misha oskim b'tzarchei tzibur be'amuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalayim Scharam Yasarim Kol Machla V'Yirpo L'Chol Gufam V'Yislach L'Chol Avonam. Refuah before Slicha. Yirpo L'Chol Gufam V'Yislach L'Chol Avonam. Should be Slicha before Refuah. So he says, it must be that Osik V'Tzarchei Tzibur, if we become needed by the Tzibur, it's automatic. We've tapped in. If the tzibur needs us, im kain lama the bottom lama betzila now omrim kodem shiasmim kol machlav yirba l'chal gufam v'tirtzu the Bali Musar say hine betzila hanal harim medubar bibnei adam shoskim b'tzarchi tzibur v'amuno mazakim asarabim v'anashim ka'elo yekolam lazakos l'refua b'schus harabim afilum heim ba'atzma madayim lozaku l'kaparas avonos. If I have an individual fault, if I'm needed by the tzibur enough, I get that schus, says the Eitzos Lazakos. So point number one, why are we confident? Because we have this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through ourselves, but through the tzibur. And part two, how do we tap into that? By making ourselves needed by the tzibur. And one final point before we finish, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, how exactly does this work? How does it work that we get the, just because I'm needed by the tzibur, I therefore can tap into the zchuyos? Says if you saw Salanter, source number 10, he gives a mashal. Let's say I'm going on a business trip. The entire trip is for the business. It's not for me, it's for the business. So I use the company car. All the expenses are on the company credit card. Everything's for the business. I go out to eat for lunch, it's okay. But I'm on the company trip. It's all up for the company. So it comes off the top. I don't have to give anything for it. Nothing comes out of my wallet, out of my tab. If we live a life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, if we live a life and we try to do whatever we can and make ourselves, as his lashon is, rabim tzrichim lo, we become needed by others and we find all the different areas that we become needed. So it's all on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's account. It's not our own account. We're working for him. We're working for his avadim, for his banim. And therefore, it says if you sell Salanta, that's why. Nothing comes out. It's all debits. It's no credits. Because a person makes themselves that type of person. Just to end off with the Gemara, which the Sakhat Shava Rebbe discusses in this context, which maybe could be an inspiration for all of us. Again, we just spoke about one little prat. So speak about Slichus, where we each could work on. We have so many individual areas to work on, and we all have to work on it. But we also have to remember, the more Klal Yisrael needs us, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves that. Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yezayin Mebeis, that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedola Tshuva Shemekaraz Gzardino Shel Adam. Tshuva is great because a Gzardin could be torn up even if it's a Gzardin, Tshuva could uproot it. The Gemara asks Akasha from a Brisa, and the Gemara says, Habi Yachid Habit Sibur. Tzibur has the power to uproot a Gzardin. And that's where the Rambam stresses that if somebody davens with a Tzibur, he has the power that a Yachid has during Aseres Yemei Tshuva the entire year. So the Rambam writes, Nilchos Tshuva. But the Gemara continues and says, Tashma, Yardei Hayam Ba'aniyos, Osei Melacha B'mayim Rabim, quotes a parak in Tehillim, which talks about people who are on a boat, who are in Saris. Himro Masi Hashem, Vayomer v'yamod ruach sara v'tromein galav. There were waves and the boat was being thrown back and forth. Vayinu kishikar v'yitzaku l'Hashem batzar lohem. And they screamed out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yodu l'Hashem chasu, and they were saved. And The Gemara continues and says, Asalahem samaniyos ka'achen v'rakan shabbatorah. Just like in Baaloscha, there are nunin. There are nunin in the psukim to teach me there's a limitation here. Tsaku kodem gzardin ne'anin, tsaku la'achar gzardin ena ne'anin. If they scream before gzardin, it would work. After gzardin, too late. After gzardin, 1 minute. There's a tzibur here. There's a bunch of people on the boat. Answers the Gemara, Hani nami ki yechidin damu. No, these are just yechidin. What do you mean they're just yechidin? There's a bunch of people. Explain to the Sachet Shavu Rebbe. What bound these people on the boat? They had nothing together. There was nothing that bound them except the fact that they were on the boat together. The fact that they had a common danger. The fact that they had a common situation that they had to be together. That's not called tzibur. A tzibur is a group of people that are agudim menefesh. A tzibur is a group of people who live together, who live deeply together, who care about one another, who live with one another's simchas and tsaris on so many different levels. That's a tzibur. And that's Rabban Tzvi Chimla. We have to make sure on all the different levels, on our family level, on our shul level, on our Beit Shemesh level, on our Eretz Yisrael level, and on our Klal Yisrael level. On each of those levels, we are Aguda B'Nefesh. We're not just like the Yardei Hayam, because they're like Yechidim. We have to make sure that we together, as one, as we stand in front of Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we daven for the time, V'yasa Kulam Aguda Achas. We have to do what we can to make ourselves aguda achas, to make sure that rabim srichim otanu, many need us, and we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one sibur, as one am, and Bezrat Hashem, we should be zoche to a year of shnas, getting closer to Hashem, hopefully in the miraculous way with Nisim and David HaMelech, and Mashiach ben David coming, Bezrat Hashem, a year of Yeshua and Nechamas for Klal Yisrael.